Hi, everybody. This is Dave Rabbit. In 1971, three individuals who had never met would begin on a journey that would change all of their lives forever. I would start an unauthorized underground radio station called Radio First Termer in Saigon, Vietnam, and would, for 21 nights straight, play hard acid rock music and make fun of everything that the GIs, who were fighting and dying on the front lines, hated. The man, the establishment, the political and military machine. It was the quiet before the storm of the GI anti-war movement in Vietnam. Back in Killeen, Texas, at a GI coffee house called the Oleo Strut, a young civilian activist by the name of David Zeiger would start to work at the Oleo Strut and would ignite a revolution that would change the course of history. In Hollywood, California, a young actress by the name of Jane Fonda, with the help of Donald Sutherland, Howard Levy, Rita Martinson, and a host of others who believed there had to be a better way, would start an entertainment tour simply called FTA, the name making fun of the Army's recruiting slogan of fun, travel, and adventure, but in the FTA tour simply meant fuck the Army. Jane Fonda would meet David Zeiger that year, and they would become close friends. February 2006. David Zeiger and I meet each other as I find out that he has used audio clips from my Saigon show for his acclaimed documentary, Sir No Sir, that was soon to be released. Since that time, David and I have become great friends. A few weeks ago, I told David that I wanted him to do me a favor and ask his friend, Jane Fonda, if she would do an exclusive podcast one-on-one interview with me. I just found out today, January 26, 2007, that she has granted my request. And sometime in the middle part of February 2007, Jane Fonda and Dave Rabbit are going to go back 35 years to that time of our youthful hopes, dreams, and convictions. We are going to discuss the behind-the-scenes things that occurred during the FTA tour, her Oscar-winning performances and her movies, her relationship with her dad, plus a few surprises. You are not, repeat, not going to get a canned Entertainment Tonight version of what Jane Fonda thinks and feels. You are going to get it from her, not her publicist or her agent. So mark your calendars and circle mid-February 2007 as J-Day. What follows, courtesy of David Zeiger and Sir No Sir, are a few Jane Fonda audio excerpts from the critically acclaimed documentary that Ebert and Roper have given two thumbs up. There are still a limited amount of special edition director cut DVDs that are still available from David's site at www.sirnosir.com. This is Dave Rabbit. You will be able to hear this exclusive Jane Fonda podcast interview only at www.daverabbit.podomatic.com. Remember, you don't have to support a war to support the troops. Peace.
Linking soldiers around the world, the GI Press also inspired many outside the military.
I grew up believing that if our flag was flying over a battlefield, that we were on the side of the angels. My father fought in the Second World War. He won awards and medals. And, you know, I grew up during the good wars.
Here's this woman who steps out onto the world stage as a famous actress, comes from one of the ruling class families in Hollywood, and makes a political decision to change sides. She steps onto the side of the people, and particularly the Vietnamese people. She stands with the GIs, and she stands with the GI movement, and she says, I'm going to stand with this, I'm going to give vent, I'm going to help support it and build it, and, you know, et cetera, like that, in the FTA show.
Mr. President, there's a terrible demonstration going on outside.
Oh, there's always a demonstration going on outside, Pat.
Yeah, but Richard, this one is completely out of control.
Well, what are they asking for this time?
Free Angela Davis and all political prisoners, out of Vietnam now, and draft all government officials.
Well, we have people to take care of that. They'll do their job, you do your job, and I'll do my job.
Richard, you don't understand. They're storming the White House.
Oh, in that case, I better call out the 3rd Marines.
You can't, Richard.
Why not?
It is the 3rd Marines.
Oh.
We
years, pro-war comedian Bob Hope had toured Vietnam entertaining American troops. But soon the cheers turned to jeers, and a new kind of entertainment emerged.
Howard Levy, himself a celebrity within the GI movement, he met with Donald Sutherland and me, and he said, what if we put together an anti-war show that's, you know, the opposite side of the coin from the Bob Hope show?
I went down to that base, they took one look at my face, and read out an order to bar me. I said, Foxtrot, Tango, Alpha.
F the Army. We always said free the Army or fun travel and adventure, but it really meant the Army.
So we said Foxtrot, Tango, Alpha. Fuck the Army and the Navy and the Marines.
Here was a way that I could combine my profession, my acting, with my desire to end the war. It just seemed like a perfect fit. The show that we bring to these bases is not trying to tell the people on the bases anything that they don't know. We are coming in response to what is probably the most powerful movement going on in this country, the movement of the men inside the military and women who are beginning to understand how they're being used and what the nature of American foreign policy is. And we come there because they have asked us to. We come there because for the last year we have read in the newspapers from Vietnam, from West Germany, from Okinawa, from the Philippines, from Japan. What we want is entertainment. We want people who speak to how we feel. And the majority of us don't know why we're going over there. We don't know why we're being shot up. We don't know why our buddies are being killed. We don't know why we're killing those people. That spring, I drove across country for 2 months. And during that time, Nixon invaded Cambodia. 4 students were killed at Kent State. 2 were killed at Jackson State. I mean, it was something.
As anger over the invasion and killings exploded, the GI movement entered a new era.
I don't want nobody over me. And I don't want nobody under me.
In the spring of 1971, the FTA show toured Asia. Despite being banned from military bases worldwide, the show performed in Japan, Okinawa, and the Philippines for over 60,000 soldiers. And at every stop, GIs took the stage with them.
We can no longer remain silent about the atrocities and injustice being perpetrated by the United States military on peoples of other nations, nor the petty harassment that servicemen and women are made to endure day after day.
We demand an end to all discriminating policies against persons because of their race.
We demand an end to all discrimination against persons, such as anti-war GIs, because they do not agree with U.S. policies.
We demand an immediate and total withdrawal of all air and ground troops and CIA from Vietnam, as well as from Korea, Guam, Okinawa, Japan, the Philippines, Israel, Cambodia, Thailand, Germany, England, Panama, Guantanamo Bay, Laos.
I mean, it seems unthinkable now that we could have done this and that you could have a hall full of guys with their fists in the air, so happy that we had come to acknowledge the reality.
I read that you took a stand and refused to kill in Vietnam. You said no man was your enemy if what he's fighting for is to be free.
I used to love to watch the faces of the GIs when she sang that. It was like this shell of tension would drop away, and you would see the youth and the innocence and the vulnerability underneath.
But soldier, we love you. Yes, soldier, we love you. Standing strong, 'cause it's hard to do. What do you know you must do? 'Cause it's true. Yes, it's true. They locked you up in their stockades. Yeah, they locked you up. 'cause they're afraid that you would rap and spread the word. But you can't jail truth, it will be heard. Oh, ain't it hard to smile sometimes?
You know, people say, well, you keep going back. Why are you going back to Vietnam? We have to keep going back to Vietnam because I'll tell you what, the other side does. They're always going back, and they have to go back. The hawks, you know, the patriarchs, they have to go back because, and they have to revise the going back because they can't allow us to know what the back there really was.
Stop.